Dairy farmers can sign up now for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The 2018 Farm Bill created the new program, which replaces the Margin Protection Program for dairy. The new DMC protects dairy producers when the difference between milk prices and feed cost, known as the margin, falls below a certain dollar amount of coverage selected by the producer. National Milk Producers Federation spokesperson Chris Galen says dairy farmers need to look at what options work best for their operation.
There are several questions that farmers need to ask themselves, but the main one simply is, what is the top margin threshold that they need to cover their milk production, and how much of their milk production history do they want to cover at that level? One of the key differences between the old program and this new dairy margin coverage program is that the maximum coverage limit on your first 5 million pounds of milk production history is $9.50 a hundredweight, and that's $1.50 more than under the old program. And the cost for that amount of coverage is only 15 cents per hundredweight. It's even less if you cover 5 years of production as opposed to just 1 year. And this program is going to provide much better coverage and, frankly, more frequent payouts than the old margin protection program that it replaced.
Producers can sign up for retroactive coverage to include all of 2019. Galen says the margin between milk prices and feed costs so far this year has already triggered payments.
We know that there are going to be payouts under the new DMC through at least the first 4 months of the year if you're covering at that maximum 950 level. So as an example, in January, the payout will be about $1.80. It'll be about $1.60 in February, and then in the range of 90 cents in March and about 75 cents in April. Obviously, the payouts are getting smaller because, thankfully, milk prices are strengthening. But if you go to the USDA's website on the DMC, it does have a calculator that changes every day with what the futures markets are doing, not only for feed costs but also for milk prices, and it basically indicates that there will be payouts if you're insuring at the highest level through, at this point, at least September.
The new program also includes partial refunds for premiums paid in the last few years as part of the old margin protection program.
So you can opt for a 75% refund of your net premiums. In other words, anything you paid in minus anything that the USDA paid back to you in 2014 through 2017, and 75% of that can be used as a credit towards your premiums for this year's program. Or you can opt to take a 50% refund of those net premiums paid directly back to you. The other thing that's important about the DMC compared to the past is that you can look at using other risk management tools, specifically the Livestock Gross Margin Program and the Dairy Revenue Protection Program, which is basically offered privately. So farmers now basically have a multi-layered safety net that's very different and much better than the arrangement we've had in the past.
Registration opened June 17th. Galen says dairy farmers should take steps to learn more and enroll in the program.
Farmers have until September 20th, basically the last day of summer, to enroll in this program. And the best way to get more information about what your coverage options are is to contact your local county FSA office. Some are more prepared than others at this point, but we understand that they're all getting up to speed on working with farmers about how to enroll and what paperwork they need to find out. The USDA's Farm Services Agency has more information on their website, and I would also direct people to the National Milk website, nmpf.org, as that has a dedicated page with more information about learning about the Dairy Margin Coverage Program.
Again, learn more online at nmpf.org. Michael Clements reporting.